Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode, we were talking about how when you find a teacher, you should try to find out if the teacher is true or false. And I may have not mentioned it, but you can try to see how you've changed through contact with a teacher. And generally, if you haven't changed at all, right, then you're probably with a fake teacher. But if you've changed, if you've morphed, if you've found places within yourself that you didn't know you had, and if your sense of brotherhood and your sense of equality has increased, has gone up, then you're with a true teacher. So that's something we talked about last episode. And also we talked about this devotion that comes to a true teacher and how meditation can come from that devotion. With the use of a mantra like Guru Om, that's what we left off with, you can find peace. It's very, very simple. You know, if a teacher asks you to do a million different things, generally that's not going to be exactly what you're looking for. It should be very simple and very straightforward, whatever teaching that you do get. And so today we're going to go a little bit further, and we're going to look at something that's very important, and that is, what if you are basically in contact with someone who is really doing something really good for you? That he or she is awakening your inner Shakti, right? They're giving you experiences. And the question is, you know, and you feel like you've been initiated. The question really is, you know, is this person your guru, right? And really, you need to ask the question, are you my guru? You know, you shouldn't have any doubt about, you know, whether or not someone who you've encountered and had maybe some experiences with or from, just ask the person, are you my guru? You know, are you worthy of being my guru? Right? And that's what you need to ask. And the thing is it's not as if there's any place where Shakti or Kundalini or this divine energy doesn't exist. Now, you might have to, you know, this is kind of an advanced stage of meditation to have that understanding, but it's true. There is no place where Kundalini doesn't exist. So, if that's the case, it shouldn't be surprising that you could be initiated through the same energy that pervades the entire universe. Right? So if that has happened to you, don't think that, you know, you've been initiated by this or that person. Just think, I've been initiated by Shakti. Shakti that pervades everywhere. I've been initiated by Shakti herself. And then that kind of eliminates a lot of the confusion. You know, you can say to yourself, I've been initiated by this primal Shakti or this primal Kundalini. And you don't have to really make a big deal about it, because that's entirely accurate from that point of view. And you're not wrong at all to believe that. So in that context, if you have been initiated, if you have been, you know, affected, say, by this divine force, it shouldn't be that surprising to you. But nevertheless, that essence, that energy, that kundalini, that shakti, does come from this guru principle. It does come from the true guru. And that's kind of what we're trying to focus on in this episode. We talked about the true guru last episode, but in this episode, we really have to say that the awakening that you would experience comes from, obviously, kundalini, obviously, shakti. But the right understanding to have about the true guru is that he or she is nothing but that divine energy, the bestower of this divine grace. So while you can say, I got initiated from kundalini, you should also have the understanding that kundalini does come from the guru. You really shouldn't see the guru as kundalini as separate, but you're welcome just to start out, and this should make sense to you. You start out by saying, hey, I got initiated by kundalini, the kundalini that pervades everywhere. What's the source of that energy? You would say, of course, it's the true guru. It shouldn't be surprising at all that that would be the case. Right? Because what is the guru? The guru is just that energy, because he or she has had their energy, their own energy awakened. It's purified every pore of their body so that anything that they do has that energy in it and can affect anything or anyone that a true guru would come across. But we should still try to find out where this energy has come from. I mean, I've said it, but that doesn't really mean much to you. You still need to try to figure out where that energy has originated from. And you should spend time trying to figure this out. Just like I had a little quiz for you last episode about how we can honor the true teacher. In the same way, if you've been awakened, if you've been initiated, if you're having experiences, you should really say to yourself, who did it? And that's a great meditation in itself, to spend time just thinking about that. What could be better in life? Just do it with an open heart. Do it with a penetrating intellect. Do it with energy, the same energy that you would approach your meditation with. And really ask yourself, who awakened? Who is making this happen in me? And just put that question out into the universe. And you'll find the answer to that. But in the meantime, if you do think, right, that it's coming from this or that person, right, and you kind of get it, a logical question is to ask that person, right, have you attained guruhood? It's just a simple question. And I think that, you know, it's not inappropriate, right? It's not something that you could say, oh, well, this is out of line. It's very, very important to know that. Because generally what happens is, without knowing that, right? Let's say you have some experiences. You're wondering what is going on. If you have a wrong idea of it, it's going to not be good for you. It's very important to have the correct understanding about what's happening to you. You know, it's sort of like, let's say you're in your kitchen and someone knocks on the door and you open the door and there's a package waiting for you. And you open it up and it's wonderful. It's just what you asked for. Wouldn't you want to know who gave you that? Wouldn't you just have to know and be very precise in knowing that? It's the same with this. You wouldn't sleep that night until you knew who sent it to you. In the same way, we need to know, what has occurred in us, how it has occurred, right? We said it occurs from the Kundalini that pervades everywhere, right? Then you have to follow that question up with who could it be that, is the source of this energy? Because it's not me. Who could it be that gave this energy, right? And I think that, you could say, oh my gosh, this is, it's too much. Like, why do you keep going over the same point? It's because it's extremely important to know that. Why? Because if that energy is coming from someone who doesn't deserve to be a guru, we talked about the false guru last episode and how it creates so much confusion. You're going to be confused. You're not going to do well. You're not going to feel good, right? You're just going to be left in a state of confusion, right? How would it be if you somehow got a package and you said, oh no, this came from this person, when it really came from someone else? Assuming that there's no label or whatever. Or vice versa, you could say, this person came from, this group or that guy or that woman, or really came from this group and that guy and this woman. You would want to know, right? And that's something very minor. That's nothing. Just imagine if you had been awakened. Don't you think you would want to know for absolute certainty how experiences have come to happen, how you're able to meditate, and how you're able to basically feel bliss? You need to know who did that. And so, and again, if you think or it's this or that person, ask that person, right? Are you my guru? Are you worthy to be my guru? Have you attained guruhood? That's all you need to do. But before we do that, we should understand that since Kundalini pervades everywhere, that it really is just the Kundalini herself that's awakening the energy in you. You can think of it as coming from Kundalini. But if you attach a person behind that energy, make sure you're accurate. Make sure you're accurate. So I spent a lot of time on this, but it's something that, needs to be understood. It's very, very, very important because just like you get a package on your step, if you think it comes from someone that doesn't come from, you could be moving in that direction. And instantly, you'd be moving in the wrong direction. And that's just a package, maybe giving thanks or whatever, right? But if you think your awakening, your spiritual awakening, is coming from someone that it hasn't come from, you will immediately be off the path. You'd be moving in the wrong direction immediately. So, to avoid any trouble in your spiritual practice, make sure you know for certain who has given you the energy, the spiritual energy that has allowed you to progress and grow spiritually, that has allowed you to meditate and have certain experiences. And that's the true guru, and that's the guru we were talking about last episode. It's not the false teacher, it's the true teacher. And so we honor that, that true teacher with the mantra Guru Om. And we just need to be so strong in who that Guru Om is tied to. So with that, I'll leave you alone. I'm sorry if this has been, I probably said the same thing about 10 times, but it's just that, it's that important. So with that, I will leave you, and hopefully you can meditate with this idea, and we will do some more things in the future. But for now, this is Josh Barzell signing off for Modern World Zen.